And now, Time Out Sports with Ray Porter Jr. on Urban Media Today Radio.
Saturday night, the West Virginia Mountaineers made the trip to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania to beat the Pitt Panthers in the Peterson Event Center 69-60 in what is commonly known as the Backyard Brawl. Urban Media Today's Ray Porter Jr. was live from the Peterson Event Center.
The Backyard Brawl resumed tonight for the Pitt Panthers and the West Virginia Mountaineers, and Pitt almost made their first game in almost 5 years a memorable one as they hung with their longtime rivals before falling 69-60 in front of a nearly packed Peterson Event Center. For a minute there, it was hard to tell whether it was the Pete or the WVU Coliseum because there was a considerable number of Mountaineer fans in attendance, and they were most certainly loud, especially when they took an early 13-5 lead over the Panthers as they dominated Pitt on both ends of the court and eventually led 38-18 with over 5 minutes left in the first half. Javon Carter, their star guard, was truly a sharpshooter as he hit three of his game-high 4 3-pointers. By halftime, it was 45-27. We began to see what Pitt was made of in the second half. As they trailed 51-37, the Panthers fought back and went on an 8-0 run, which saw them only trail WVU by 6 points at 56-50. 4 minutes later, they kept the fight going as they only trailed WVU 61-59. But unfortunately, that was as close as they would get as WVU got their bearings and scored 8 more points to finish out the game. For West Virginia, Carter finished with 19 points and 6 rebounds and 9 assists as they improved their record to 10-1. For Lamont West, added 10 rebounds and 13 points. For the now 5-5 Panthers, senior Ryan Luther had 13 points and 12 rebounds, and freshman Shamil Stevenson and also Marcus Carr each scored 12 points. In thinking about this game, if there was a quote I would use, it would come from Rocky II, when Apollo Creed said, "I won, but I didn't beat him," in reference to his and Rocky Balboa's first fight. That's my thoughts on tonight's Pitt's game. WVU won, but they didn't beat Pitt. And if there would have been a more mature team who made more clutch shots and cut down on the turnovers, Pitt may have pulled off the miracle. This is Ray Porter Jr. on Urban Media Today, Time Out Sports.
Time Out Sports with Ray Porter Jr. on Urban Media Today Radio.